This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Good Team on Paper is a show that's just for fun and utilises the values and scoring systems of Fantasy Premier League, but is in no way affiliated to that fine organisation or the Premier League itself. As this is just for fun, you can assume that most of what we say is a joke. If you're not sure whether it was a joke or not, then it probably wasn't a funny joke. Full details of the Good Team on Paper team can be found online. Your home is at risk if you do not keep up repayments. Please gamble responsibly. You had me at hello. Is it still raining? I hadn't noticed.
Undoubtedly, the greatest team the nation has ever seen. From a yard out, he couldn't hit a barn door with a banjo.
That was as clear as dark. The goalkeeper hoping to get on the end of it. And a goal! He watched the ball all the way onto his forehead.
Who should know by now to try and keep his mouth shut if he's not happy with the referee.
What a story they are! Because it's that man's goal that separates the two sides.
You have my permission to scream.
Good Team on Paper on FUBAR Radio.
You know what? I'm not going to read the script because all I'm going to say is just like, fucking hell, how bad was it getting in today?
It was terrible. I'm so out of breath that I don't think I'm going to be able to do a dream team prediction or anything else.
I don't know about you, Deck, but I thought it was okay. I've been here an hour waiting.
So you North Londoners, so that's easy. What it is. It's just, yeah.
Two words.
I like the fact that we nearly didn't start show because we were debating about Leeds-Liverpool tonight and how we'd much prefer to be watching it.
What show are we on, Mike? Anyway, welcome to Good Team on Paper, not Fuck You TFL. That is
why can't we be both?
Why not?
All right, welcome to Good Team on Paper, Fuck You TFL.
Yeah.
It's been game week 12, and what a week it was.
It really was, wasn't it?
Game week 13, Mike.
Snafu on the script there for Mike.
I wrote that deliberately to get you off your stride, but you managed that yourself in the first few seconds, so you know it's fine.
Well, do you know what? I read the script earlier, and the bit where it says I've been roped in, I read it as I've been raped.
Really?
So you know that could have been a lot
trigger
worse.
Warning.
Yeah, just are you ready for alleged? No, not allegedly. allegedly.
I don't know. Before we get in, I heard a very interesting fact this week. That is that Jesus had size 12 feet. Big feet for a good man.
Hey!
Now we're off.
I am Mike, and I have no reason. For some reason, I have been raped into producing this show. As the script apparently says, according to Rob.
Pray for Deck.
As I know nothing about football, I'm here with my three experts, Rob the football expert, Bando our stats man, and Deck is Fantasy Football Champion 2014.
Hello.
Yes, no?
Though not 2017.
Definitely not 2017. Still bottom of the league.
Well, you started late. Anyway, so if we reset it, you'd be, what, top two? Top three?
No.
Top 21, almost certainly. I think we should reset it in January. That's what I think we should do. I think we should offer anyone the chance to join a new league as well as the currently existing one so that we can all give them what we've learned.
I think we should just go and join somewhere else.
As I have absolutely no chance of winning this league, I concur.
No, we're going to see this out in the end.
Have a secondary league then, running... Yeah. From the 1st of January.
Okay, but this one that I'm rising up is definitely going to continue. I'm up to fourth now.
I'm catching you.
No, I'm up to fourth. I'm coming through. I'm like a late runner in a horse race. You're like Devon Locke up there. Graham Billing.
Oh, no, you're
all
really...
people, Devon Locke.
You're suggesting he's Graham Devon Locke rather than you.
Yeah, no.
I thought you were massively misunderstanding how badly Devon Locke did.
Nobody ever remembers the person who came through and beat Devon Locke, do they? They just... Everybody... Britain... Britain only remembers a failure, never a success.
I thought the show was Good Team on Paper, not to do with horses.
We can do your horses top 11 later if we want. Although, without preparation, we could probably name about two horses.
Red Rum.
Yeah. Good Team at FUBARradio.com.
It goes missing all the time.
Good Team at FUBARradio.com. On Twitter, at FUBARradio or at Good Team on Paper or the hashtag GTO Paper. On Facebook, it's also Good Team on Paper as well. Apparently, Carrier Pigeon gets here. And we're on Grindr as well,
Snapchat,
is that right?
Yeah. Snapchat, Pornhub, the lot.
Just shout Good Team on Paper anywhere. In the M25.
There is a good team on paper horn at Watford Junction. If you blow that, we will assemble.
It'll take, it depends on TFL, it'll take us a while. Yeah, but you know.
Shambolic assembly. Good team, assemble! Yeah.
Anyway, do you want to talk about a dream team, or are you ready
we
to
probably
talk
about
yeah. A respite from this badinage should be welcome.
Yeah.
5 minutes in, we haven't got into football yet. Yeah. Anyway.
Fine. The dream team.
Matthew, talk us through the dream team.
Well, I thought it was a very interesting one this week. The total that you could have got was 122, but... the average that people were getting was kind of in the low 40s, and a lot of people kind of a lot lower than that. So it just shows there were quite a few unexpected people coming along the rails. So
which means we need to give a massive shout out to Matt Chambers for getting 84. He's been on a wretched run as well as that lad. So
that is incredible. Yeah, I mean, there's been some incredible like topsy turvy results in our league as well. I think that's pretty much the real story of the game. Never mind the real football that went on.
Yeah.
The dream team, of which he has many, well done to him. So in defence we've got the incredible McCauley. We've got Dawson. We've got Bruno Martins Indy. Superb. Yeah. See a Stoke one in there. we've got Fur, Sanchez, Zahar, and Sigurdsson in midfield. And then, who would have thought it? Llorente, Alvin Negredo, and then boring Sergio Aguero up front. And then at the back, we've got Ulysses S. Grant, the Stoke goalkeeper. So that's great to see.
For all you fans of presidential history.
Well, we did do a lot of Trump jokes. So I thought I'd just go retro on it. True. You know, if there were a lot of people were going at Ulysses S. Grant, make America great again, you know, in a kind of retro tribute, that'd be great.
I can tell you who didn't call the Negredo thing. That would be me, who, having had him in since the start of the season, dropped him on Friday.
Oh, God. It always happens, though, isn't it? It's Sod's law. It's kind of coming in. So I think that's where we've got to start, really. Llorente was the top scorer of the week with 15, and Negredo getting a superb 12. I mean, I've been saying big men up front are the key for a lot of the season, but then Aguero doing quite well as really, and Sanchez doing well has buggered that up. But they've come good now. Who would have thought it? Nobody's picked Llorente. I don't know how many people have got him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know whether you can really say he changed the game, because it was like all of a sudden they went on multi-ball madness.
Multiball!
He was involved in absolutely everything that happened, though, wasn't he? I mean, he was firing shots in, he was missing headers in the defensive end, he was...
involved everywhere.
He was just everywhere. And I mean, I remember when Llorente was linked with all the big Premier League, about 10 years back, when he was linked with all the Premier League clubs for about 20 million quid.
Yeah, he's been a great scorer, like a Spain international. So he's coming good, and who knows, he might go on a run. Though I did say that about Wilfried Bonny.
Who now can't get in the Stokes.
No, yeah, and pretty much everybody else who scored one goal. Like, I am chasing bandwagons all over the place. That is what my tactics are.
The disadvantage is that he's not going to be playing against Palace every week.
That's true. And Alan Pardew is just, he's in real trouble, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a right shambles. Good
for you, Brad Bobley.
Yeah, Brad Bobley, it's good to see him going. You know, he didn't look very happy about it, though, did he?
No, but, yeah, that's soccer ball.
He looks like a really stern kind of American drill sergeant, doesn't he? Mm. But who's really ineffectual and isn't going to shout at you that much.
Or if you squint, a little bit like a peanut.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that.
Mildly peanut-headed.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say penis, and that's what I was trying to...
Well, that could equally work if you wore a roll neck.
I think if you squint at anything hard enough, it looks like a penis. But maybe that's just
that says a lot about
it's my phallic obsession.
Here's a question for you. Does Llorente and Giroud being on the bench as well, does that mark the return of the super sub?
Nope.
Explain.
There's only really been one super sub as far as I can tell. It was Solskjaer. I know you're going to use him as an example. In short, no, there's not a return of the super sub. It's just that Giroud can't get in the team.
Do you know that Solskjaer actually has scored fewer goals than the biggest super sub of Premier League history?
Oh, that's a good fact.
Who's that?
That's a good fact.
It's Defoe.
Really?
Defoe has scored more goals off the bench than anyone else.
Because he used to come off the bench a lot for Spurs, I guess, and then snaffle a few. Whereas, it just shows he deserved a starting lineup. But, I mean, Giroud's an interesting one. It is an interesting debate, isn't it? Do you take a chance on somebody who might not start every week but has a record of coming on late and getting goals? Mm. I
And his beard is insured for £1 million.
Is it? I don't know. I'd pay that right now.
Yeah.
Just to have it on my mantelpiece. Would
you wear it on special occasions?
I might do, but not in a place you would expect.
Merkin.
I just think it's interesting. There's been a few players like that over the years where, and I've always been one where I've got to go starting 11. I scour through kind of other more knowledgeable shows content looking for the starting 11. But perhaps there's something to be said, as you say, for a Gerard Llorente, somebody's going to pop up and get you a goal. But I think that, I mean, it's one of those things now with Sanchez, interesting one in the dream team as well, when you're looking at Giroud. I mean, he's absolutely firing on all cylinders now, and he becomes a person, where, especially as a midfielder, where you kind of think, well, why should I take a chance on Giroud? I should spank some serious cash on Alexis Sanchez.
But well, now
Deck, who did you recommend for this week?
I'm glad you asked.
Oh, remarkable that you sound quite a similar, astonishing accent work there.
We had some incredible predictions this week, actually, not to blow our own trumpets. But as you say, you said Alexis Sanchez must have over the next few weeks. Superb. Mm-hmm. I predicted a Gareth McCauley header in a weird kind of Mystic Meg moment. And also said that Gylfi Sigurdsson was a decent pick. And Rob had some comments as well.
I said that Swansea versus Crystal Palace literally had goals written all over it.
You did. I've written down.
That was the exact wording I used.
I've written down the fact that you said it had goals written over it, yeah. So, I mean, you look at it, the number of players you got when you've got two from the same club. So, I think two Swansea midfielders and, well, three Swansea players would be pushing the boundaries of credulity. Kind of thinking, yeah. So, you go to your maximum
weirdly,
three.
Weirdly, none in the defence.
Yeah, well, who would have thought it? But, you know, the fact that you are maxing out the full three on Swansea, it wouldn't be the first team you would look at. And also, I think two Stoke defenders, because Stoke defenders used to be a kind of a must-have. You know, you go for your Shawcrosses, the old days of Robert Huth, I believe.
Square-headed Robert Huth.
Superb, yeah. Whatever, he's got the most appearances of any German player in the Premier League, hasn't he?
Anyone who looks like a character from Toy Story is fine by me.
He does look like a character. Kind of, he's got a very David Coulthard kind of squareness to him. It's very pleasing, like a Lego man.
Before we get too far away from Super Subs, can I just tell you my favourite Ole Gunnar Solskjaer thing?
Yep.
Because you know he was nicknamed the baby-faced assassin.
I do.
When Wayne Rooney moved to Man United at the tender age of 18 or 19, whatever it was, mm-hmm. some wag in a newspaper referred to him as the assassin-faced baby. and I've just always loved that. And I've kept it close to my heart.
That is superb. That is a great story. If only he could be here. You know, it'd be a great little debate on there. But who was he doing now? He's manager of Molde, isn't he? Or some Norwegian?
He was for a while, wasn't he?
There was some rumours of him being kind of a Premier League manager for a while. It'd be so strange him being a manager, wouldn't it? Still looks as young as that. Nobody would respect him.
Thing is, what he'll do is he'll be an assistant manager and come on for the last 15 minutes as manager.
That would be superb, just driving the goalkeeper forward for a last-minute winner. That would be absolutely superb.
If you're Mourinho's assistant, that's pretty much the tone of things, isn't it?
That's the job description, yeah.
Sent off because you threw a tantrum because your player got booked for a blatant dive.
Yeah, it was a great kick though, wasn't it? Just super, really caught it. You know, probably better than anything that Andres Herrera has caught all season, or pretty much anybody apart from Ibrahimovic. But it's a shame he didn't do a diving header. I have a lot more respect for him that. If he's going to make contact, go in with that, I say, kind of knee height.
Can I bring you on to one of my favourite players?
Go on.
Aguero!
Only because I can play that.
Have you got a tissue?
it's almost worth him being incredibly boring and always being there just for the chance to hear that. I think this is an interesting fact. So Aguero has now scored against 29 of the 30 different teams he's played. Who's the only team he hasn't scored against? Surely one of the giants of defensive football. Who would you say?
Man United.
No, it's Bolton, the defensive powerhouse. Maybe like Allardyce era Bolton.
League One Bolton, who are about to go out of business.
Yeah, and they kept the mighty Aguero at bay. What a phenomenal
I stupidly put Aguero on the bench this week.
I was about to say, that was my big question for you, Mike. How did that happen? And he wasn't first substitute, was he? He was third on the bench, I think, for you.
Is that an order?
Yeah. Yeah, so in the
I did not know that either.
That's an order.
Yeah.
Fuck
fuck off.
Yeah, because the first one you go on,
they
is
should
that one
make
on the
that
left.
Clear.
It is pretty clear. It's in order as you would go down.
I
the
didn't
bend.
Know it either. Don't worry.
Flat out, trust us, guys. We know what we're doing. Yeah. None of us are top of the league. We continually get shit wrong.
Yeah, that because it's just because you can even substitute them within that.
Holy balls!
Yeah, that's why when you press on the button, we can go in this later. We'll do the online tutorial.
Yeah, we can talk about fantasy.
This is
football
game week
later.
14. This is game. Strap in. This is game week 14. Mike has been producing a radio show on the basics of the Premier League. Our resident genius football knowledgeable guy Rob doesn't know the basics of it, and I'm taking the piss out of them, and I'm bottom of the freaking thing.
Oh,
I'd like to say, alright, in my defence, so I put him onto my
sub. There is no defence! There is no defence!
You've got a terrible three-back with three. It's terrible!
He said that he was going.
Mike.
He said he was going to be 75% not playing. I thought, okay, alright, I'm not taking that chance. I'm going to put him on the bench. It's fine.
I know that's the super sub thing. 75% not playing. That's exactly it.
I know there were a lot of games on Sunday, but my favourite moment was looking at the league. At the our fantasy league table at the end of play on Saturday, and seeing that Mike had 5 points,
yeah, that was incredible. It actually takes a lot.
I
of
saw
skill.
That as well, and I thought, ah, shit.
I like the fact that it genuinely does take some skill, like to weave round all the players who aren't doing it. I have a genuine respect for people who can do it.
If you want me to create a team that could go zero, I will try.
No,
that.
Let's do. Yeah. Let's have fantasy Premier League golf.
Yeah, the lowest. That'd be incredible.
But you have to. Your players have to start, or you get 10.
That's amazing.
That's
yeah,
good. 10 negative.
That's a really good idea.
All right, next week
it'll involve some effort.
Oh, challenge.
You know, actually, we're willing to
no,
do it.
No, but if any sponsors out there want to take that on, that idea is for sale at just insert an amount here.
£3,000 to £4,000.
Or two cans of cider and one pre-mixed can of Harvey Wallbanger, yeah. As I've got in front of me. Thank you, Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the way that made you think of booze, and then go, can I have one? Like that. Yeah. I really do fancy one, actually.
Yeah, let's drink booze.
Delicious. Oh, there it is. I don't think we should talk about football anymore. I think we should just sit down and plan this gold football.
We need a separate provider. Big news. Coutinho. Right.
Philip Coutinho.
Yeah, who's basically got half my points. Aguero's got the other half.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I going to do?
Well, I'll tell you what is interesting. I was going to have this in the stats stack later. But,
oh, sorry, buddy.
No. It's interesting because he was the most transferred in last week. Probably pretty advisable. You know, a lot of people going for him.
Transfer him in for 10 minutes.
And there were 2.7 million transfers in, of which he was a very, very large percentage. And
right.
I do love the stats this week. As soon as that kind of happened, people getting the jump on it, trying to get him out for the amount of times. When I printed this off, which was Sunday night, there were already 385,000 managers who have had to scrabble and transferred him out.
Oh, so his value will have dropped.
Yeah, but I mean, it depends how long. It hasn't really been announced how long he's up for. Klopp's been very evasive about
year.
It. I think it'll be more.
It's 6 weeks minimum.
I think it'll be more.
But 6 weeks is enough for you to transfer him out.
If only we had a Russian doctor who could come into. We'll get him in next week.
I've heard, I'll give him a shout. He's available next week, I think.
Emmanuel Bajkakanov was such insight that he gave.
Yubi Kokanov, he doesn't like it when you pronounce it wrong.
Sorry. He is also very volatile.
Yeah, like
he is. He could injure you himself.
Oh, sorry, Leeds just almost scored against Liverpool.
Did they?
We're not coming quite live, but yeah.
I'm nearly like, although that might be happening in the future.
Donald Trump is dead.
That would be weird.
Again, we can keep hoping.
If you want to hear what Aminir said last time, head over to FUBAR Radio. You can download the podcast. Very insightful,
I
think.
It was very insightful. So I've been looking at it.
Loves Dan Scott.
Dan Scott, he got a lot of things wrong, but sometimes randomly they were funny.
Yeah.
And that one was.
What a guy.
Shall I go on to StatAttack since I'm doing it, mate?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we've got Sting for it. Why not?
Hang on. I haven't actually loaded that one.
So, StatAttack.
There we go.
Are we just doing it?
Stat attack. Okay, thanks, Mike. So the top transfers in this week, which I think is very interesting, a lot of people are going for Walcott. He's top, 72,000. Early days, of course, in the week so far. Sigurdsson, obviously going on my advice again, you know, even if people didn't go for it last
Matt,
week.
1 second.
This week.
Stat attack.
That's made all the difference. And interesting,
we need the music.
The third most transferred in, so Sadio Mane. I think it's going to be interesting because Firmino might be injured. He's the same problem for me. A lot of points there. And Coutinho out. You're kind of looking and thinking, well, Lallana's out as well. Who the hell is going to be there for Liverpool? So Sadio Mane could be a really good shout. Also, super sub-wise, perhaps if Sturridge recovers, he comes back. Perhaps Origi, who came on and scored at the weekend. All bets are off on Liverpool at the moment, aren't they? So I thought that was interesting. And very, very interesting is Gareth McCauley as the fifth top picked. People jumping on that bandwagon late. We've been banging on about it for weeks after weeks. But that's interesting. And then another thing with transfers going out, Ilkay Gundogan. A lot of people talking about having him in. You can stop the music whenever you like now, Mike, by the way. But a lot of people having him in. And I was talking to my hairdresser, who's a very good fantasy football player.
That's the kind of informed commentary.
He was like, something for the weekend, sir. I'd be like, triple captain for Gundogan, please, and a one on the sides. But I thought that was very interesting. A lot of people instantly went for him, didn't they? A lot of people got him in. Didn't even get in the squad.
Yaya's back, baby.
I transferred him in as well.
This is horrendous.
In fairness, I did recommend that you do that.
Yeah, I mean, he did look good. That's me. He looked good. Inexplicably, Guardiola just goes, changed my mind. And then the final thing I think very interesting. What do you make of this? A lot of people transferring out Lukaku.
I think that's more a statement about Everton in general. Everton are looking listless.
What do you think that as an Everton fan? You wouldn't be losing faith with him, would you?
Well, we haven't done much. I mean, that very pointed statistic about us not having a shot on target for 91 minutes speaks volumes, I think.
The one I haven't read yet.
Stat attack!
Stat attack! Callum, let's go for that one again.
Hang on.
Stat attack!
It's too late now, Mike. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be losing faith in Everton just yet. I think Koeman's got a plan. You know, I think they've got a great setup, but it's the fact that he's hauling off people. He's hauling off Barkley, who sounds like he might have to be just dropped immediately because he's got a terrible attitude. But Lukaku's always going to be there. He's a regular goal scorer. But just one chance.
But even at Saints, Koeman's team was fits and starts, wasn't it? And yeah, I mean, the advantage is you can expect all your players to be transferred to Liverpool or Tottenham at the end of the season.
Yeah, so it's an investment.
Probably. Yeah. Really. So, but no, I think it's a comment about Everton's inability to put the ball in the back of the net rather than actually Lukaku, because I think if he was playing just about anywhere else, he'd be...
We've decided to celebrate having a very wealthy owner finally by not playing very well.
Well, you got the money now, haven't you? You know, it's like when you get married, you think, I've already got it, you know, so why keep trying?
And if you're listening, Vicky, then congratulations on marrying Matt.
Or Amy.
Oh, fuck, sorry. Like,
unless I'm a bigamist. Amy, just so you know, it was that one time with Vicky, and it didn't mean anything.
Sorry, Amy.
You know, it was one marriage in a moment of madness.
If there's something, one thing I know about you, it's that you're not bigger anything.
That is true. And Deck, you're not coming to my house party on Friday. So all the listeners are welcome. They'll be, oh, God, better get that one extra platter from Lidl. You know, all those listeners are going to come.
Shall we have a break, seeing as we're running massively over time already?
Let's have a break.
Lukaku! Oh!
FUBAR Radio presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
I really like my boyfriend, and the sex is good, but he doesn't make me orgasm. When we finish, I say, I'm going to the toilet and I finish it myself. What can I do? Be like, before you put your dick in me, I need you to go down on me for a solid 30 minutes. I think that's reasonable. What if you told him what you'd been up to? You twist it. You're like, I've been going to the toilet afterwards and finishing myself off. I don't want that to happen anymore, so here's my compromise. You watch me. I'm turned on thinking about it.
Is he bloody? Of course she is. She's Hannah Whitten.
Every Wednesday,
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
You've seen it in the Sky Sports adverts. Now experience it in the flesh. The Premier League live in concert. John Motson will be conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra with special guests Ian Wright on bassoon and Thierry Henry on double bass.
Hello, I'm John Motson, and I'm quite certain that the event in this marvellous stadium will not let them down.
Tickets are going fast. Book now for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Premier League, live, all this season at the O2. Due to popular demand, we've added extra dates. From this season, you'll be able to experience the magic of the Premier League live in concert on alternating Fridays and Mondays. Book your tickets now to see the Allens, Shearer and Hansen on percussion, alongside Jonathan Pearce on flute. Plus, on the 23rd of January, coming out of a 20-year retirement, Eric Cantona will be returning to the Premier League for a one-time-only performance of I Kicked a Boy and I Liked It.
Today, self-appointed Commissioner of Football wants to say thank you.
Tickets are flying out the stadium. Book now for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Premier League, live in concert, all this season.
Let it go. Let it go.
Good team on paper. On FUBAR Radio.
I want to go see that.
What, Hannah Witten, yeah.
Oh, yeah. God. The live show sounds incredible.
I was talking about...
What a dirty girl.
Premier League Live.
Premier League Live.
Yeah.
It does sound incredible.
With an orchestra. It sounds...
I've already got a backstage pass. John Motson gave it to me. Don't know why.
I mean, I'm familiar with videos of footballers playing their oboes, but...
Hello.
Hello to our Sunderland listeners. Or pretty much anybody in the North.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I can't.
John Terry will be playing a taxi driver's face.
Oh, because that. It sounds great. I'm really looking forward to it. Is there some kind of call to action, like website I need to go to?
If you go to our Facebook page,
excellent.
The tickets will be up there.
Good team on paper. We're going to be the main source of news on Premier League Live.
Yeah, it's
good
to then know. Ticketmaster after that. But it's going to be go through us, that's for sure.
I know I talked about some Dream Team stuff for the individual players this week, but we have to talk about some of the scores. Because it was a very, very interesting week. You look at the obvious one. You know, you've got the Swansea 5-4. I mean, I can't recall seeing 9 goals in a game for quite a long time. I probably should have the stat about last time that was there, but
it's been a while.
It was just a couple of minutes. Wasn't
I think
it?
There was a 6-3 last year to someone, but yeah, it's not a common occurrence, is it?
It was just the last few minutes. Like, I was watching that match today, and you kind of think like, oh, well, it's the highlights, so it looks like it was all action.
No,
then
it's real time.
Then I went and watched it. So I watched it on YouTube live as well. Like, post live, it was incredible. And I don't know. I mean, that was one result, but
yeah, I mean, Crystal Palace were so determined to lose that they were happy to do it from actually getting into a winning position. That's dedication to your art.
I've really enjoyed seeing the videos of Alan Pardew doing the dance, now becoming like a meme for hubris. You know, it's just absolutely fantastic. Like, all we need is kind of Hillary Clinton doing an early celebration dance.
Yeah.
But alongside Alan Pardew, we've got a video for our times, I think, haven't we?
Yeah. And you just know his assistant shouting, Alan, pride, what's it come before? And he's going, fuck off! Fuck off, it's 4-3!
I'm Icarus.
For you mythology fans.
They're all out there, aren't they? They're all out there.
See, I would have liked to go into that game because there's a goal every 10 minutes. You can't be bored of that game.
That's me. It would suit your enjoyment of football, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's just like, oh, it's a goal again.
It's like American.
On average, a goal every 10 minutes. The second goal wasn't until something like the 66th minute, though, wasn't it?
Then it was just goal fest after that.
You would have left before then. You would have got bored and probably left about 50 minutes in.
I'll tell you what's interesting. We were
that
just
leads you into a nice segue.
We were talking about this, yeah, like as coincidence has it. So Burnley in the Man City game, lots of scenes there with Burnley fans buggering off early.
Yeah. 2-1 down, your team's got a corner against Manchester City.
Yeah.
And you're leaving. I don't get it. I genuinely, I'm perplexed by it because it's not like you're, for example, and not pouring particular hate on them for any particular reason, but it's not like the Man United fans who are used to seeing some of the world's best players every week. Burnley are back in the Premier League. What? You can't be bored of this.
I think that it might be the fact that it's kind of once bitten twice shy because they had that late Monday kickoff where they got smashed 4-0 by West Brom and they all had to stay there. People couldn't get back. There were no trains and things like that. I mean, there are a few excuses. This is in a weekend and it's fine. But I think there might just come a point where you're like, you know what? I spent 5 hours getting back from West Bromwich, Monday. I've had enough with this.
My personal principle, if you're within 2 goals, you stay till the bitter end because you never know. Look at Nolan Liam Gallagher left when Man City played Gillingham in the playoff final. They left in disgust.
I thought you meant they left Oasis at that point. That was the moment.
So Man City were losing to Gillingham in the League One playoff final. They left. As we all know, Man City turned it around. They should have been banned from ever going back into Man City after that point.
Yeah,
just like, no, you had your chance. And then you had your chance when we were there.
They should invite Blur to come round in tonight and offer them a free hospitality box. That'd be incredible.
And Jay-Z.
I did find it's interesting because I'm going to miss next week's show, I'm afraid, because I'm going to be watching West Ham Burnley. My beloved.
Are you
going
to leave after 50 minutes?
Well, that's the thing. I'm already considering when I'm going to leave
to come to this show, obviously.
Yeah, like definitely. obviously, I'll put it first. I mean, if I get caught in traffic, what can you do about it? I won't be there. But
fuck you, TFL.
But that's the thing. But then you look at that and you think, Burnley fans, if you're going to use up your early finishing credit. Do it on Tuesday when you're losing to West Brom.
Do it against Middlesbrough or something. Not against Man City, man. Because the thing is, if they had scored an equaliser and you missed that, how gutted would you have been?
I was really hoping that Paul Robinson would come up for like the last minute and go not in. The legend, man, the legend, Paul Robinson. Great to see him back. Stat attack here, don't do the thing, Mike. is that he started a Premier League game for the first time since May 2012. 1,664 days ago. I may have counted or may have copied off the BBC Sport website.
And that...
stat attack.
That was Blackburn versus Wigan. That's that long ago. Neither of them have been in the Premier League since that season.
Yeah, I'd say Wigan have just completely died a death.
But I was there. I wasn't at Paul Robinson's debut because I think it was away at Roma or something. But yeah, I remember his debut. So to see him as a grey-haired old man is a bit unnerving.
He hasn't really aged a day. He's just that bald head look.
No, he's put on a bit of poundage.
Andre Agassi, people like that, they never age.
He had a good game as well.
Like Mike.
He had a good game. Going back to the goal fest.
Goal fest?
Yes.
We're doing them ourselves now, mate, because it's quicker than waiting for you.
The complete polar opposite of that was Everton.
Polar opposite.
was Everton-Southampton.
Mm-hmm.
Where the only goal of the game came after 40 seconds.
Yeah, that
twat
was strange.
Fest.
That. Yeah. Charlie Austin, I was good about this. I was this close to putting him in because I thought I'll drop Defoe because he's playing Liverpool.
Charlie Austin's always a good shout.
I know, he's always a good shout, but I never like.
Is that your top tip this week?
No, it would have been last. It's my retrospective top tip.
I was asking Deck if that's his top tip for this week.
With
Sanchez last week, are you going for Austin this week?
Not Austin this week. Retrospectively, I'd say Chelsea defence for the last 7 games.
And Southampton had a player, I believe, called Jack Fulton, who I understood was a freezer magnet.
Oh my god, I can't believe that you set up that joke so much. That was brilliant. I like the fact that the next 30 minutes of the show are going to be entirely done in hindsight.
Yeah,
so we can go over our predictions really well.
Are we going to be doing things like
I'm going to predict
the most significant moment of the season so far?
Well, I thought that when Jaume Gomez for Watford scored an own goal, the fact that he was only the ninth Brazilian to score a Premier League own goal and only the second goalkeeper was probably very significant.
Oh, fuck me, that was tedious. That was almost as tedious as that game.
It was very tedious. I was desperately scouring for something to mention Watford Stoke.
But for Swansea, I think Llorente coming on could be the most significant moment of the season so far, because it might just turn things around for them, because they didn't look like they were close to getting a win.
The most significant moment of the season so far
for Swansea.
For Swansea, I think he's right. Brad Bobley might turn it around undeservedly coming through.
If he could just focus on football rather than leaving boxes of chocolates in women's bedrooms.
That's true.
That's because he looks like the milk tray man.
Oh, okay. Right.
I also thought that we've been talking quite a lot about Leicester. Could they go down? Could it be
not for 30 minutes at a time, like, love? Come on, Hannah Whitten. Be realistic.
Come on.
We are just men.
We are but men.
Yeah.
Well, Hannah does drunk advice. I think we should get her in to advise us on our football teams.
I can't go 30 minutes at night without needing a wee these days, let alone.
Ladies.
To breathe through my ears.
Yeah. anyway.
Hannah, if you know anything about fantasy football and want to come in and discuss your fantasy team with us. We've got cider.
We've also got a ready to drink Harvey Wallbanger can, you know, which I would imagine you'll make a euphemism out of.
You're like Paul Pogba, he goes down real easy. I think Leicester, I know it's a cliche, but I think Leicester are too good to go down.
I don't know. I mean, it's, what have I got written here? It's the second worst record of any champion since it became 3 points. Do you know it only became 3 points for a win in 1981?
Yeah.
Good fact. Yeah, because I did not know that.
I didn't know. I thought that was much earlier than that.
Yeah, because if it had been 3 points for a win during Leeds' glory years, we'd have all sorts of points records, but we don't because it was two and everyone hates us.
Yeah, just hates you anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dad's been texting me constantly talking about his bile and hatred for Leeds, saying it's like the original rivalry. I don't think it is the original rivalry. It's like,
why not?
It's gonna be like Roman
in a phone book. It's a pretty strong like rivalry in terms of football teams, but
yeah, well, I mean, yeah, the only thing connecting us is a canal. That's and at the Leeds end it's beautiful, and at the Liverpool end it's full of shopping trolleys and bodies.
At what point does it turn like that? Is there just like a kind of a breakwater point where it's just the perfect combination of the two cities?
It's the bit where it says welcome to Liverpool.
Our new marketing push to attract readers and listeners from the northeast and northwest is going very well.
Welcome to Liverpool. Please be really, really careful.
Welcome to Liverpool. Can we take care of your car? If you had a canal boat, would you get charged a fiver to leave it with a small child?
Guard your boat for you, mister.
Two men doing Boris Johnson impressions. Phenomenal.
I'd be like Rosie and Jim.
I served my time knives. In Liverpool. Not literally Scousers, I'm not like you. I lived there for 5 years. I know of what I speak.
And you still
I'm allowed to say anything I like about a place because I've been there once.
Well, it's
possibly for a period of time.
It's a bit like the some of my best friends are black defence, I admit.
Which is also not a defence.
Yeah, because... look, we're digging
I feel it might be
now.
Break time, don't you?
Yeah.
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 All right.
Deck needs to stop being so correct.
And on that note...
Good team on paper. On FUBAR Radio.
This week on Panorama, we discuss, can Manchester United unite Manchester? No! Next time on Panorama, we discuss, will Leeds United unite Leeds?
FUBAR Radio presents
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
If it could go wrong, it goes wrong, but that's a really... I watched that on an aeroplane. And have you found that airlines now show movies that you can't quite believe they show on airplanes anymore?
100%, like Flight.
Flight's on there! What on earth?
Planes have... They just make a good film even better.
What
and
is
bad
that
films
it's true.
Watchable.
So true!
I don't know what it is.
It's a new podcast. so true!
Films on planes.
Every Friday.
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
From 12 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Are you lonely? Do you need someone to gloat over?
you know more than Mike about football? Then why not join our mini-league? As a part of this elite club, you'll receive exclusive bragging rights over your peers and strangers you can taunt over the internet. Want more? Well, join now and we'll waive the usual 10 grand entry fee. Just use the league code 636-272-790-456. Also, you receive a free beer should we ever meet in person, and you remember to ask for one. That's the GTOP Mini League, 636-272-790-456. What have you got to lose, other than your last remaining shred of dignity? Players must be 9 months or over. No terms and conditions may apply. Any prizes on offer are purely fictional.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
And we're back after that wonderful ad break.
I didn't really hear much because I was talking to Deck about my ongoing boiler repairs. And that shows the... I wish we had talked about it on air because some of that banter was red hot.
Uh-huh.
Unlike my boiler, which is unlikely cool.
£195 call-out charge.
Well, you know what?
No, thank you.
It's London, isn't it? You know. Shall we... I'll tell you what, one thing. Wider news of football, perhaps?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Can we go even wider?
Yeah,
Donald
okay.
Trump is dead.
We can keep hoping. If we keep doing it like all the time, then one of the times we're going to be the most current show.
Either that
on
or.
Radio.
We'll either be that or he'll turn around and sue us and just go, yep, no, I'm suing you for some form of defamation.
I would imagine now he's got all of the CIA's tools available and can monitor all airwaves that we could be in a kind of trouble, but. If he's looking this close to the others, we know we're definitely in trouble because he's sought out this one pocket of football-based radio and has got it. But so I'm talking about wider than football, sports personality of the year.
That's pretty wide.
That's very wide. The best of all sport, although not of snooker, Ronnie O'Sullivan noted
no
recently.
Cricket.
No cricket, no.
No rugby.
But I do love it.
you need the set of
no cricket of either no rugby of either code.
I like the fact that Hamid, our new opener, very brave chap, over in India, batted with a broken finger and got 50 odd. And people were saying he should be sports personality.
He should be in young sports personality.
He should
of the
be
year, absolutely,
he?
But no, he's lost out to people playing netball on community courts. And
do you remember
like
that guy ages ago who was like an ordinary bloke who was brought in to open the batting against the West Indies? I think,
Mike Gatting.
In the 70s. No, he was like a complete unknown.
Right.
And he came in, played like one series of cricket, basically blocked them out for days on end, and saved a series. And he got sports personality of the year.
Are you sure you didn't dream that?
No, I'm sure. We're going to look it up, and by the end of this, we'll have proven me right.
But sports personality of the
I'm
year
on it.
Was started in 1954.
There we are. Could we also go through each winner in order we fill?
No, but I also struggle to believe that two different horse dancy people are on that list.
Is that what we're calling them?
Not the horse, but really? The... Two different horse dancers.
Because surely the horse is the main person in that relationship.
We've got a world heavyweight boxing champion.
Yeah.
He's not on the list. We've got a guy who's won the Tour de France again. He's not on the list. But no, I can make a fucking horse dance. Oh, yeah, we'll have you and your mate.
But it's because it's an Olympic year. That's why, isn't
it? It's because the BBC can get the footage. And do you know what, BBC, you can hashtag go fuck yourselves. This is an absolute farce and I'm not voting.
I think like the horse week is genuinely one of those things where you think this is the skill of a horse. The person is not doing anything. They have trained them through muscle memory to do it right.
The trainer should
be on their model. No, he's trained it. All the person is doing is sitting there and starting off a series of commands. It's like...
They don't even plait the horse's hair themselves.
Well, some of them do. Some of the more dedicated, slightly freaky ones.
Let's bring it back to football. So it's Gareth Bale and Jamie Vardy who have got nominations.
Yeah, and a lot of chat like on votes and things saying that Jamie Vardy should win. Absolutely not.
Services to racism.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like he's one of those people.
Watch out, chat shit, get banged. You know it works with Vards.
Well, it's like the thing. Like it's like Cheryl Sweedy become Cheryl Sweedy become Dame Cheryl Sweedy.
You have real issues with surnames.
Yeah, so. Cheryl McSweedy.
Cheryl and Ichiby.
Cheryl Coley.
Oh, she'd hate that, wouldn't she?
She would.
Cheryl and Ichiby. Oh.
No, she might be quite into it. But the yeah, I just think that Jamie Vardy, it's because the main part of it is personality. No, it's not just the best person of sport.
It's not personality. Yeah. Michael Owen, any award that Michael Owen has ever won has nothing to do with personality.
Why do they? I guess they can't because it is the only. They should say sportsman of the year.
Sportsperson.
Sportsperson. Sorry, we don't get into that row again.
On that, the Sports Personality of the Year in 1990 gave the Good Sport Award, which is presented for courage and good sportsmanship, to Derek Warwick, Martin Donnelly, Louise Aitken-Walker and Tina Thorner, all of whom were involved in motor racing accidents that year.
That's so bad.
It was a one-off award, the Good Sport Award, and it was given to four people who'd been in serious car crashes.
Was it just a burning tyre, like rendered in chrome? That could be. Well,
there are quite a few footballers whose entire career is a fucking car crash. Could they not give them something?
Gareth Bale should get... Sports haircut of the year, just incredible. Him and Bobby Firmin.
Yeah, we know you're bold. We definitely know you're bold, Gareth Bale.
That is
you're
it,
not fooling
it?
Anyone.
Yeah, proper comb over.
I think Gareth Bale's won quite enough this year. But Vardy, I mean, you can't. He's got the proper romantic pauper to prince story, hasn't he? I mean, yeah, they're making a Hollywood movie about him, for God's sake.
Yeah,
mind you, they made one about Pol Pot. So yeah,
and Pol Pot as well.
And Pol Pot.
Pol Pot was a great opera singer.
Yeah, but I will never forgive him for the Killing Fields. It's
I thought you were going to say Paul Pogba. Good, like just an Instagram based movie.
Can I tell you my thing now?
I want to move us on to whatever Rob's mystery topic is.
Yes, please.
I've got the
mystery
most
topic.
I've got the most exciting thing.
Okay,
for me,
the most exciting moment of the show so far.
How's your Korean? How is your Korean?
She's all right, but she's a right pain when she's trying to get out of the cupboard.
Exactly. Mike, do you want to play my thing, please?
I'll play your thing.
Okay, play it again. Now, according to the first website I found on Google, that is the actual way to say this. Do you know what that means?
One sec.
It's a legitimate term used in Korean culture, pop culture, that started in a chat room, and it means Leeds days. And it harks back specifically to Alan Smith's Leeds days. Right? This is a genuine thing. It means back when Alan Smith was really good. Right?
Yeah.
In his Leeds days. But it's become a general term to say, you know, so let's say you want to watch a movie, you'll say, what Tom Cruise movie would you recommend back from his Leeds days? It means back when he was good.
That's phenomenal.
Oh, right, back when he was good.
And that is a legitimate thing that is happening in Korea for some reason.
That's amazing. Somewhere in
the started. It started in chat rooms because for some reason back then, that whole area was obsessed with Leeds.
Yeah,
of course. Why wouldn't they be?
Of course. And it got shortened and from Alan Smith's Leeds days to just Leeds days. And
it's like something out of the multiverse. There's everywhere. There is every possibility, including Alan Smith being a Korean phenomenon.
Yeah, and now it's a thing.
Take that, Doctor Strange. Try and find that.
And it made me think, are there any other terms that have been hijacked from football to mean other things in general life? So I've made up a few.
Go on then.
I'll tell you a few while you have a think and see if you can come up with any.
Because that's different to what I thought we were going to be asked about. So okay. Carry on.
So, for example, if you referred to a girl as being a bit like George Graham's Arsenal, she'd be not great to look at, but tight at the back.
I thought you meant that she would put her hand up at the same time as others and advance forward.
That would also do. You've also got the Tottenham way. That's your mate who talks a great game but never really achieves anything.
That's great, that. That's great.
Yeah, how's John? Well, he's a bit the Tottenham way.
But does that not mean you'd take her right up the White Hart Lane?
He could do. You got Barton-esque. You see, I suspect Deck's a bit Barton-esque.
Really?
Yeah, he comes across as really intelligent, and we have a good laugh with him, but I do suspect in the right circumstances, he could kill a man.
I have, and I will do again.
You get a real taste for it. Very Moorish killing, isn't it? I find very Moorish.
You got Peter crouching it.
Sorry, allegedly.
Yeah. So you got Peter crouching it when on a night out, you have to go to every club there is to see if you can get into one.
Nice, yeah.
Wenger eyes. So you're up to no good at home. Maybe you're watching a bit of grown-up laptop stuff and your missus walks in and you quickly shut it and sort yourself out and you hope she's got Wenger eyes. She didn't see it.
Nice. I think maybe because he's a voyeur, according to Mourinho, but yeah.
And finally, we've all got a mate like this who's got a touch of the Maradona's. Always touching stuff he's not supposed to. Oh, bit handy.
That's nice. I like that.
Yeah, so I think we need to push those into everyday use, personally.
If you've got any more, hashtag GTO paper, send them over, or at FUBAR Radio, or at Good Team on Paper on Twitter.
I've got one. So I would imagine, not going into the kind of scandals we've had with Premier League footballers having some sexy shenanigans with women than having to deny it. But if you're having a Stephen Defer, Jermaine Defoe way, then I think like if you don't know if it's a Stephen Defoe way or a Jermaine Defoe way, that's quite a good description for kind of an unknown sexual partner.
Yes. I like that.
So it's slightly slanderous.
But to get into that, you'd have to do a Bosman, which would be leaving your girlfriend because in your mind she's restricting your freedom of trade.
Yeah. I love using free trade analogies when I'm trying to negotiate with my wife. Yeah. I've got another one.
Go on.
You can, if you're going for a Mark Crossley, that's like a really angry ejaculation. Mark Crossley's strong at the back.
One more from anyone?
Yeah, I've got one more.
Okay.
We've all had this when something's just a bit into toto. See, like you really wanted the 48-inch TV, but you couldn't afford it, so you had to settle for the 40-inch Sharp that's on sale at Tesco's. It's all right. It's still a TV, but it's an into toto TV. That's not what you wanted. It'll never be what you wanted.
I've got one more as well, okay. Which I kind of wrote down after the third kind of cider, and I've just put down all the way up with my Neville Southalls. I looked at it, I was like, is that some kind of... No, that's just a really dirty joke.
Okay, can I do one more?
Fine, yeah. One more.
Okay, and we've all got a mate like this as well, the relegation specialist. That's your mate that no matter how good a time you're having can always get you down.
Oh, nice. There we are.
They're normally fucking vegan.
I got so excited about that. My Neville Southalls are going up late for a corner.
And on that note...
Good Team on Paper on FUBAR Radio.
Do you want to talk about some... let's find the right button. That one.
Goalfest.
What do we think is going to happen this week in the ways of Goalfest?
You see,
I've looked at it, yeah.
You'd think I'd be once bitten, twice shy by saying that the big match of the weekend is going to be the big match of the weekend, wouldn't you? But no, I think Man City-Chelsea.
I'm going for it straight again, dear me.
It's obvious, but the thing is, what I've got written down at the top of my sheet of paper here is great weekend. I look at all these games and I don't think there's a truly obvious winner in any of them, really.
It's wonderful. I'm gutted to be missing next week. In fact, I might actually cancel West Ham Burnley just to be a part of this banter.
So if you're a West Ham or Burnley fan, be prepared for disappointment because the game may be cancelled at Matt's behest. Or, do you mean you're just not going to go to the game?
Or be prepared for a very reasonable deal on the season ticket seats. You're right. It's looking for it. It is a phenomenal weekend.
Sorry, Matt, have they got your seat back? Because I heard it got thrown onto the pitch.
I believe I might be standing, but you know, in a very safe terracing system nowadays, you know, right, kind of Bundesliga style.
Sorry, do continue.
Fine. I mean, I look at West Brom Watford. Oh, just the alliteration of that sets me a quiver. I think that could be a huge goal fest.
It's in such stark contrast to 3 weeks ago, when basically you looked at it and you thought, I'd rather watch the Sex and the City movie and Sex and the City 2 back to back than watch any of these games.
I think it's really interesting. I mean, we're coming up to the critical fantasy football period of the mm-hmm. Christmas fixture list. You know, now is the time to start really getting your team in order, starting to look ahead.
In order. I like to get my team in oil.
Just like properly sardine it right in.
Aguero.
properly oil it up.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where you now need to start looking ahead to full festive fixture list, look at who's mm-hmm. got the easy games and start being a bit intelligent about it. I personally think that I've been saying don't play your wild cards, you know, don't play your triple captains, things like that. During the Christmas period, I think it's not a bad shout. Mm. It'd be nice if you got more double game weeks. At the moment, it looks like there are going to be very few double game weeks this season, just because of the way that European football is panning out. So that's obviously the time you usually say play your wild cards. Mm-hmm. But I just think Christmas is going to go bonkers. So now you're looking at, like, I've put in James Morrison from West Brom. Because I mean, they've got Watford this time, but I'm also starting to look ahead.
Great songwriter as well.
And they've got, he's superb, isn't he?
Well, when I say great, I mean mediocre, but
appalling. Deck, any goal fest for you?
I reckon Liverpool Bournemouth, and I'd say I wouldn't sub anybody in this week. I'd wait for next week and bring in at least two for Chelsea. That's what I'd do. I think Chelsea are a strong shout.
The thing, it becomes the kind of Gary Kasparov thinking ahead, doesn't it, at this point? I'm looking at it thinking, like, last week I was thinking, should I bring in Charlie Austin and go for it? But then you look ahead, mm-hmm. like two games, you realise you're just going to take him straight back out again.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, last week I did get rid of Negredo and brought in Jermaine Defoe for his 2 points. So I know what I'm talking about.
It's that kind of forward thinking.
Because I'm already thinking about the golf season.
That's the thing. It's that kind of forward thinking that put Leeds in the great position they are today.
Hey,
you know,
40 minutes in, 0-0. Ronaldo Vieira just had a shot. Yes, Leeds have a player called Ronaldo Vieira.
That is brilliant. Has he been bred like a genetic? Yeah. That's incredible.
What about a
snooze fest?
I honestly don't think there is one.
Everton Man United is my bet.
Yeah,
I think Everton, I think we'll park the bus, and
I don't think Man United will have a way free. I think Paul Pogba will be like a wave crashing against the cliffs.
Mm-hmm. But will you be the most defensive team that Jose Mourinho has ever seen? Jurgen Klopp, we love you.
That
please,
was amazing.
Please come and be our dad.
I love how Jurgen Klopp, it's, as you said, it was the way that he went, that's the most defensive team we've ever had, but that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, yeah, there's something for everyone here in this Premier League. It's like a Benetton ad. It's
Yeah. And did you see how mental he was going because the crowd weren't making enough noise?
Yeah, really getting them going.
He was effing and blinding at them, and they reacted perfectly.
He won't need to be doing that this week at Bournemouth. You know, everybody's going to be massively up for that.
So. But he will probably pop along to Southampton just to see how many of their players are available in the summer.
That's true.
What about a points fest?
Points fest.
Points fest.
Well, I'm very much hoping that it's West Ham Arsenal as I'm going for the first time with my West Ham season ticket, and I'll just be supporting both teams just score everywhere. And I think that might be a decent shout because West Ham seem to be doing a bit better now. They've got Dimitri Payet. And Arsenal have got Alexis Sanchez kind of coming up. Could be a nice little clash, that one.
I think Sunderland-Leicester. I think there could be quite a few goals in there. I think, it's your Mahrezes of the world.
Mm-hmm. You'll be glad to see now it's the thing where you're glad you've got Defoe in because you've got him in for this. It's that one of those things where you need to... The average of a player over 4 weeks now could be arguably better. Unless you are getting really lucky, like, and you went, oh, Fernando Llorente, hey, I fancy a bit of a punt on him. But whereas, you know, you've got it. It's the long termers that are really good. Like, I'm looking at Christian Benteke, thinking he's playing Southampton. Is he a good pick? But then the next week he's got a bit of a tough one. I don't know.
But it's one of those weekends where genuinely, if you're doing your 10 team accumulator or whatever you do, it's a toss of a coin on every single game. It's like, you know, because Arsenal should beat West Ham, but we all know what Arsenal are capable of, how bad they're capable of being.
And I'm there adding my voice to the beloved Irons faithful. Yeah.
Rob, have you got a
tip of the week?
Yes, don't transfer someone out just before they actually do something decent. So probably bring Negredo back in.
Matt, have you got a...
It's time for Mystic Bundo's predictions.
I forgot it had the it's time for at the beginning. But do you have a prediction?
That's so dramatic, considering my prediction is that everybody should just stay where they are. Hold the line, as you say, Deck. Don't make any big moves. Start planning ahead.
Replace Coutinho with Toure, if you can.
That's a great show. Yeah, if you've got Coutinho, do change. If you've got anybody else who isn't injured, don't. And then if anyone you're not sure about, consider
it. I want to see Deck's tip. Oh, very nice. Shiny. Deck.
Anyway, that has been your lot. Thank you very much to our managers
really
for their expert insights. We'll be back next week with more Fantasy Talk. In the meantime, if you want to check out our previous episodes, head over to iTunes. So I have been Mike Swain.
I've been Steve Malbronk.
I've been Enigmatic and Monica Savesh.
I've been Pablo Zabaleta.
Oh!